Man, you know what's the funniest shit in the world? To look at like the Rooms Wanted page for the Los Angeles Craigslist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just nothing but predatory gay guys. 100%.
That's
like,
awesome.
What I'm offering is a room to share. We share a bed, share a shower. It doesn't need to be sexual. It can be if you want. Maybe we can suck each other's dicks. But it doesn't, I'm just looking to get somebody a place to stay. You know, and
like, it can be if you want.
Yeah.
Just post on the fucking fuck part of Craigslist.
It's all those thin mustache gays. Yeah. Like the older, yeah.
Well, it's anybody on Craigslist is a fucking predator anyways. But
it's true.
Yeah, all those guys are just like, you know, the what they get out of it is the idea of taking advantage of somebody that needs a place
right.
to stay.
Right.
I told you guys when I was looking for that place in D.C., that Michael Jackson cult that I walked in on, that like old gay guy with like the thin mustache and the fedora. I was like talking to my dad and I was like, yeah, I haven't found an apartment yet. I've just been visiting
He's
places.
Like, I have some friends there. You need to meet my Michael Jackson
and
friends.
I'm like, hang up. And then there's this like old gay dude and he's like, hey, like we got some apartments for rent in this building. Like if you want to come check
really?
It out. Yeah, it was like in Logan Circle, like before it was nice. And then I like went in the building and like all the apartments were pretty small. He's like, yeah, so we have a community of all Salvadorian immigrants and gay men. And I was like, okay, that's chill, I guess. And then so we're like walking around the building and he's like, it's mainly studios. And then he's like, and at the end of the hall is my apartment. And I went into his apartment.
You just passed by the El Salvadorian immigrants and like, please help us. Please, señor, help us.
He called me fuck my ass.
He fucked my ass so bad.
He fucked my ass so bad.
Mi testicalias es mucho caliente, señor. Yo tengo,
my testicles
yo tengo,
are hot.
H-E-V.
Yo tengo H-E-V.
Tengo los AIDS. Yeah. Anyway, so he's like, yeah, the end of the hall is my apartment, and I've done it up nice. You want to come see it? And I'm like, okay. And then, like, I walk in, and it's, like, the gayest place I've ever been.
Yeah.
Like, all the walls are painted black, and there's just the, like, Louis the 16th, like, fucking busts of, like, you know, like, statues and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's these, like, two muscular, like, South American Brazilian dudes in their underwear, like, on the couch, and, like, they're just waking up. They're like, yeah, he's like, hey, this is Orlando, and, you know, like, and whatever the
what?
Other guy's name is. He's like, these are my friends. They're just staying over.
What?
He's this is like, Orlando, everyone, this is Florida.
He's like, everyone, this is Adam. Like, I just want you to, he was on the phone outside to his father, and he was so scared, and he was trying to find a place to live,
That's
and I told
hilarious.
Him to come look in the building.
They just
and
thought you were some, like,
they,
Midwestern twink.
They thought yeah, they were
going to
was like
run a train
this
on
is
you.
Adam.
He's looking to get paused up. So let's shut the door. We're going to have these El Salvadorian immigrants
by
teach
far,
him how to be a chambermaid.
By far the weirdest part.
Please, señor, go de policía.
Me es holy
no me gusta rape.
No,
no me gusta rape.
Por favor. No me gusta rape.
I just want to go back to Jom Depot. The Jom Depot parking lot. Where I can get drunk and drink Monster Energy all day long. And wear my affliction shirt. And eat empanadas from the truck.
Anyway, by far the weirdest part of the whole thing, right before I left, I like turned around back towards the door, and then like next to the door he had this shrine set up with like all these pictures of Michael Jackson, like a feather boa, and it was like a shrine set up to Michael Jackson. I was like, it was like right, he hadn't died like I think
oh,
less
really?
Than a year before that.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh shit, like RIP. And then he's like, yeah, actually, I happen to think that Michael is a deity. He's a heavenly creature that was sent here to Earth.
Incredible.
And the thing is, everyone said he did those horrible things, but if you know the truth is he did not actually have any genitalia.
Oh,
and so that's why
wow.
he's completely innocent, because he was actually... He was an angel.
Whoa.
And he was all smooth down there. And
he really
like,
he really thought he didn't have a dick. That's
yeah,
that
no,
guy's
he
real
didn't
stance.
Think he had a dick or a pussy or
wow. Adam was outside
asshole.
And he was so scared.
He was outside on the phone
did
to his
go
dad.
Into that guy's apartment. Amigos on NBC.
Did I tell you
Please señor It is me, Chandler. I am the funny one. I am such a the funny guy. You know, sometimes my roommate Hoey comes in and he says something, but it's a very dumb.
Hey, I'm a Hoey. I want to eat tacos, man.
Could you be any more? You're so stupid.
What's up?
Could you stay anymore?
You stay anymore, stupido?
What's up, guys?
We're done.
It's Ross.
No, we're not doing this bit
it's
anymore.
It's me, Ross. I'm a doctor. The dinosaurs.
We've already moved on from this. It's
Como
racist.
Los dinosaurs, guys. Paleontology.
Nor
guys.
Stop thinks the friends in Spanish is funny anymore. So we're not doing that bit.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad. It kind of is like a caricature of a proud people.
Yeah, but see, we did it, and then we learned from our mistakes, mm-hmm. and then you continued doing it.
And you
it.
Piled on.
It looked fun.
Yeah, piling on. That's a hot topic this week.
Yeah, he wasn't exactly a seal. He was more of a...
Do you have a stolen valor? I want to know where...
Is that a guy trying to buy stolen valor?
Do you know where Jack and Gay stolen valor? My favorite director on The Simpsons is Bleeding James Gurphy. We've done a lot of racist characters on the show, but day laborer who hurt his balls is probably...
It's
oh,
a good one.
Mi testicali.
Mi testicali es mucho caliente. I
have hot balls.
They're just hot. That's the best part.
My balls feel hot.
His balls are just burning up, dude. He's got fucking, his thighs
spicy
are hot.
Balls.
Yeah, he's got first degree burns on his thighs.
Oh, no me gusta, dolor en mi testicali.
How hot would your balls have to get before you fucking were in pain? That's real hot, dude. That's
damn.
Like,
testicular cancer day laborer needs to go up in
the pantheon.
The pantheon of great bits.
Of great nuanced motherfucking ass
that's
bits.
That's what Lorne Michaels could have if he just hired.
Top five Cumtown characters.
Australian
day laborer
retard.
Hurt his balls. Australian guy with a mental disability. African guy voice. Yeah. Neville Chamberlain. And then Inspector Faggot.
Did we do someone called Inspector Faggot?
No.
No, and we never did Neville Chamberlain.
Well, we had one smart one. That was a good character.
Trump,
we forgot to do the reviews minute. I got to piss,
right.
though.
Okay, what do you want to review
okay,
real
review
quick?
Review something.
I'm going to have my day laborer take over and do the review for me.
Okay. Fast 8.
Is, hello?
Yeah.
My name is Javier.
Hi, Javier.
I live in the parking lot. And today I watched the movie Logan in 4J TV. See? And Logan is a very good movie. It's a very good movie to watch because it stars a Wolverine. See? He loves to scratch people. I love Wolverine because he is always scratching scratching people. In the movie, there is a little girl who is friends with Wolverine. Mm. They are amigos. Mm-hmm. And she loves to scratch people also. So I guess save 5 stars.
Thank you, Javier. That was Javier with the review of the week.
Gracias. Gracias, Javier.
Gracias.
Gracias means thank you, right?
Yes.
Or does it mean please? Damn, dude, I can't remember Spanish.
Gracias means thank you.
I think so.
What's please in Spanish?
Please is, I don't think they have a word for it. Mm, it's not a very
no manners.
Polite culture.
No, it's please.
Please.
Senor, please.
I have to piece. I have to take a piece.
There we go.
She fogged my ass so bad.
She fogged my ass.
She fogged my ass so bad. The doctor said that I cannot do it like a shit. I can no longer make a shit because she fogged my ass so bad.
She fogged me so
I
bad.
I can only take a piece.
I went to the club and a beautiful girl started kissing me.
She came. She said she needs someone to do the drywall. But then she fogged my ass. That's my favorite character that we've ever done.
It's the best.
The show.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Day laborer that's been sexually assaulted by a woman.
Yeah.
She say
I'm going to make
thing,
you
but
my
thing feel good. And then
because that's probably the worst kind of in terms of all the sexual violence that happens in the world, pedophilia notwithstanding, because that's kind of its own category. But like low income immigrants being taken advantage of is probably the most like
heinous
in city. Yeah, it's just it's the shittiest. But then if it's like a woman doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do a Home Depot guy who you would imagine are pretty horny guys.
Yeah, they're pretty
horny. They're out in the sun all day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They've been working.
They got that vitamin D.
They're fired up on Mountain Dew and empanadas. I like that fucking Home Depot's like just sort of complicit in that because they're like, yeah, they can't come in the parking lot, but every Home Depot in the country has to have an empanada truck right out front of the store.
Fucking the dark empanada economy.
Yeah. God bless them. They're good people. I actually went, I wrote like an essay on day laborers.
An essay?
Yeah, for school. When I was like 19.
Oh, for school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I spent the day in like a day laborer camp and interviewed a bunch of
them. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Embedded journalism.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, it's weird because they're all from like different countries. So that like they go to work, but then they leave work and then they have to go back to the gangs that want to like kill each other.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty intense.
Wait, there's a camp?
No, not a camp. Just like a place where
right,
like a fucking
like the Home Depot, or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, well, like it was like a mobile home trailer.
Gotcha.
Where they had like free coffee and for them and shit to like wait around.
Gotcha.
But we gotta end this because I gotta piss real bad and then I gotta grocery shopping. Well,
this pair of Levi's.
Ooh,
that's the only way to get into my jeans.
Fuck my ass.
You wanna get
your
you wanna
dick
wear a nice pair
ass.
Of jeans? You gotta funk my ass. Just being removed from Macy's.
You're the guy.
Sir, we told you 9 times. You gotta stop doing this. Coming into Macy's trying to trick people into fucking your ass.
You bring your own name tag? Hello?
Oh, no, come over here. You
he
ready?
Said it is only with the wearing the Everest jeans as if I fall my ass. And then he fucked me in front of the mannequin. He said, you have such a nice boy pussy. Where did you get it, Clown College? And he made fun of me.
Clown College.
He said, where did you get that boy pussy, Clown College?
What a good burn that would be.
Clown, where did you get that boy pussy, Clown College?
Why is that so funny?
He said to me, that my boy pussy was from Clown College.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Why is that so funny?
I don't know.
Dude.
I don't know.
That's where you got your boy pussy from, Adam.
I got that's I think I spent half my day thinking about the guys outside of Home Depot in their private little world that really just exists in my head. None of it's real.
Well, they just go home
not.
To bunk bed.
They have like 12 children and shit.
Yeah.
Like
just a bunk bed style situation.
Oh, fuck.
A cup of Signor.
I'd like to proudly announce that we have an exclusive interview with the plaintiff in the lawsuit.
Cesar
Juan Carlos, you know.
Oh, my God.
Honduras,
we
And he's here. And we're going to speak to him. Unfortunately, we only have 3 mics, so I have to.
Yeah, Nick, if you could. You want to go? You wanna,
yeah, I'm going to go in the other room and
I
lift
feel
weights.
Like, yeah, I feel like you'd make him a little uncomfortable.
I'm going to go get some sets in real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. Put the vest on.
All right, yeah, I'll see you guys later.
Okay.
Bye, Nick.
Cesar, thank you for joining us. You're such a hero. And
thank you so much.
I'm so sorry about what happened to you. Can you describe in detail exactly what Brian Singer did to you?
First of all, thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me come here.
Of course, Cesar.
Because it is very cold outside in the parking lot.
Have you been out there for a while?
I have been looking for work.
Wow, this is crazy. At the Home Depot in Bed-Stuy?
Yes, and people cannot see me behind the Christmas trees because they are even the little Christmas trees are too big for me.
Yeah, it's true. Caesar's 2'4".
Hey, Adam, come on. Don't admonish our guest.
No, that is true.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, Caesar.
That is the accurate number.
I measured him.
The numero de height for me.
Uh-huh. Now, what exactly... I'm sorry if this is difficult
Anywho,
for you.
Anywho, I was raped.
You were?
Yes, what? And it was very not good for me.
What exactly did Mr. Singer do?
Well, I was outside at John Depot, and Mr. Brian Singer, he drives up in David Geffen's yacht, uh-huh. And they roll down the window of the yacht, which also goes on land. It's a land yacht.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And they roll down the window, and Brian Singer pulls his head out of the porthole, and he says to me, "Do you want to become a famous?"
Oh, no.
And I said, "I can only do drywall." And he goes, "That's okay."
Wow. So Caesar. He promised you fame.
But he said I could do the drywall on the yacht.
Did he say you could be in a movie?
I don't remember, but he said I could do the drywall because I am very good at the drywall.
So you were intoxicated by these promises of drywall.
Well, I'm always drunk.
Oh, okay, literally also.
I smelled something on your breath.
Because I started drinking Four Loko when I was 7. That's why I could not be tall.
Wow. Now, okay. You seem a little hesitant to describe the actual things he did
because
to you.
Because he bring me on a boat.
Yes, and then what?
And he said I could meet a Wolverine.
He said he could meet Wolverine.
Wolverine from X-Men.
Yes. And he bring me into the captain's room.
Yeah.
And then he fucked my ass.
Oh, he fucked your ass.
He fucked my ass so bad.
He fucked your ass.
He said, "Where did you get that boy pussy?" And then he fall my head.
Oh my god!
With the Wolverine's claws.
He was wearing Wolverine's clothes.
Did he have the daggers?
He used the Wolverine's claws to fall my head.
Oh my god!
And he had a little Magneto helmet that he put on his dick, and then he fall my head.
I'm sorry that I'm laughing so hard, Caesar.
No, it's okay.
You recognize this is very funny.
But the rest I cannot talk to about because there is pending litigation.
Oh, sure.
But I will say that he fought my ass so bad.
Really?
Okay, goodbye.
Oh, okay, bye, Caesar.